Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Tuesday afternoon at 2:30. That means we go right to the guest line to talk to our buddy Mark Schlereth. We're joined by the Odyssey NFL insider and host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mr. Schlereth, how are we doing this week?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. Not as good as we've been. I'm sure you saw the game in Cincinnati. They didn't necessarily dominate. They got the win, and it came at a cost. They lose a couple players to injury, namely a couple starting offensive linemen. So I want to start there. Will Campbell, Jared Wilson, left tackle, left guard, rookies. Looks like they're going to miss weeks, multiple weeks each, even if they avoided season-ending injury. Not ideal, but how big a deal is that?
I mean, that's huge, and they have been such a, I mean, such a great tandem, but such a pleasant surprise, I think, for two rookies to be out there on the left side and really, you know, ultimately dominate. I think that's been a, you know, that's just been one of the great things that they've had come their way. But listen, man, this is just the NFL. I mean, guys get hurt, guys get injured, and you've got to be able to figure out a way around those things. And I guess here's the good news. Like I said, not ideal, actually kind of sucks. But the good news is you've got an unbelievable offensive coordinator. And you can say whatever you want about Josh McDaniels as a head coach and his 10 years as a head coach, both with the Broncos and the Raiders. But that dude is a phenomenal game planner and a phenomenal play caller. And he understands his responsibility in keeping the quarterback clean. He understands his responsibility in how to call a game to help your offensive line go from – you know, like I always say, taking the passive out of pass protection and being the going from a passive kind of passing play to being able to be an aggressor in those situations. So I think the best coaches in the league, in my opinion, really understand everybody's issues and they mitigate their own issues before they attack, you know, the defense's issues. So you've got a great play caller in Josh McDaniels who will have a plan to help that left side. So that's the good news. But all that said, it still sucks to lose players.
So, Stink, it sounds like you feel as though Josh McDaniels may have to be first and foremost to, quote, step up in the absence of your left tackle and your left guard, be they rookies or not, being out for possibly a month or more. Who else needs to sort of step up and fill in here? Or is it just like, not just a next man up, but like a team-wide need for everyone to do a little more?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things you just have to understand, like you have to understand, you know, like how difficult this situation is. And then, you know, you really have to mitigate your own potential disasters first. And I think it's really like, I think it's with a lot of younger coaches or a lot of coaches that maybe don't have the experience, you know, they'll see something that they want to attack. And even though it exposes a weakness of their own team, they can't overcome the fact that, man, this is a juicy matchup and we've got a potential to make a big play here. And, you know, experienced coaches, really great play callers, really great play designers and schematic designers will look at that and say, man, we can't attack that because it opens us up to potential disaster. And ultimately what ends up happening, and this is an old Belichick thing, right? More games are lost than won. That's how you lose games. You attack something, you say, hey, man, we just got to take one more shot at it. Next thing you know, tight game, strip sack, fumble, game's over. You lose. And so those are the things that you have to be able to do as an organization. And so it is more than next man up. It's how are we going to give ourselves the best chance week in and week out. And I think they're unbelievably well coached. I think Vrabel is as good as it gets right now in the National Football League as far as being a head coach is concerned. So they'll have a plan.
Insider calls like this one with Mark Schlereth are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, there were some goal-to-go situations on Sunday in Cincinnati against a Bengals defense that is supposed to be historically bad, where the Patriots just couldn't find success. I think they were actually stuffed at the one-yard line six times in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. There were tush pushes, traditional runs. Nothing could work. You've talked about Vrabel and the physicality and winning the trenches. How alarming is that, that they couldn't punch it in with six tries?
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, obviously, and it is one of those things where, you know, sometimes you give your guys an opportunity and say, hey, man, we're gonna lean on you guys. You guys got to go out and win these battles. And, you know, and as a player, I always wanted that. I wanted that opportunity. I wanted to prove that, you know, we could run the ball when you have to run the ball. And it's one of the things I always say about the red zone and everything else is running the ball is not, you know, popping a 14-yard run on third down and seven. You know, like, hey, we ran a draw, and next thing you know, you compile 145 yards rushing, but you really had two breakout runs. The rest of the time, you were garbage. Running the ball is when everybody and their brother's uncle knows you're going to run it. Everybody in the stadium, the defense knows it, you know it, everybody in the stadium knows it, and you still can churn out a first down, you still can churn out 4 yards, you still can pop one over the goal line. That's when you know you're good, when you know you can really run the ball. And, you know, I appreciate Braves putting it on the guys and saying, man, we're going to put this on you guys, go out and make something happen. But when you see them get stuffed, when you see, you know, consistently on the goal line, them getting stuffed in those situations, that makes you draw back and go, okay, maybe we need to throw some play action. Maybe we need to change it up a little bit. And then you saw the second time they were down there, they got the fourth down and one from the 1 yard line. They ended up just kicking a field goal, I think, to make it 23-13 at the time. So, you know, it's one of those failures. You go back and you look at it and say, what can we do better? But it is disappointing, no question about it.
So, with a team like the New York Giants coming to town, you know, their record is not great, and they're starting their third string quarterback, famous Jameis, who's going to take one and he's going to give you one. Should a team like that be kind of feared? You know, obviously you respect every opponent. It is the NFL. You want to try not to overlook them and get into a trap game. But a 2-10 team that is basically, you know, playing with house money and has nothing to lose, would a team like that be one that you would almost kind of have to prepare extra for because, you know, they're calling trick plays and have nothing to lose?
Yeah, I don't know about preparing extra. I mean, they're going to do what they do, and there's always going to be, you know, some unscouted looks that you're just going to have to deal with. But the bottom line is if you look at them, and you mentioned their record at 2-10, man, how many games have they had the lead in the fourth quarter? Five or six games? Mm-hmm. You know, they had the Broncos down by 18, 19 points, something like that. They had Chicago down 10 points, 10 points with like three something left to play. And they come back and, you know, and lose that game. They just fired their defensive coordinator because of all the collapses they've had in the fourth quarter. They already fired their head coach. So, like these are real issues. Like they have, when you watch them on film, I guarantee if you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, through it, you'll be like, damn, they're a lot better than their record would indicate. They've just given it up, at the end of games. So they're a dangerous team. And as you mentioned, Famous Jameis, like, that dude can make some plays. You saw the reception he had for the touchdown the other day was remarkable. But, like, he'll throw into a team meeting now. He ain't afraid. Like, he will just throw right in there a defensive team meeting and see what comes, you know. And sometimes, obviously, you can turn that ball over, but sometimes he'll fit it in there and it'll become a big play. So it's that kind of, like I said, that unscouted look that hey, man, he'll never throw it over here, and he will. Those are things that you have to concern yourself with.
Mark, last week we asked you about a spitting incident. This week on Monday Night Football, we see Juwan Jennings get hit in the, I guess Ron Burgundy would call it the baby maker, by Trayvon Moehrig. Kept his composure during the game, then kind of got a little retribution after the game. What's your history either punching or being punched in a very sensitive area?
Yeah, I don't – like, that wasn't – I mean, it hasn't happened, you know. I mean, you might get grazed in the coin purse every now and again, but it's not, like, intentional, I don't think. And so, it just was – like, there was a different time, you know, like – there was this frontier justice where you know, when I played, the league policed itself. And so there was, like, if somebody did something stupid, you took a, you know, mental inventory and you logged it. And then within the next drive or two, there was going to be some payback. And that's the way it operated. And you knew if you did something cheap, it was coming your way. And, you know, it was just like, I mean, listen, I'm going to hold you on every single play. And I knew as soon as we threw a pick, man, somebody's going to light my ass up, like, because they're sick of being held. And so as soon as it happened, you're just like, there was an expectation. Somebody's going to blindside me. And you know what? And I probably deserve it. And so you kind of live with the consequences. And nobody was malicious in trying to injure you. But if you could knock somebody's ass out, you're going to take that shot. And so, like, right now, there's so much, you know, we're so conscientious about not hurting people's feelings and, you know, and not, oh, we can't celebrate and we can't do this, that, and the other, that, I don't know, it just feels like there's, you know, the retribution is after the fact, almost fake tough guy, hold me back. As opposed to, you know, the way it used to be, where you really get after somebody within the, you know, between the whistles.
All right, I'll ask lastly, as a longtime follower of all the food stuff you do with the stinking green chili and the queso and all that jazz, I know you're a big food guy, big tailgater. So what does the Schlereth Thanksgiving look like? And what's the power ranking on the dishes and how you prep your Thanksgiving meal?
Well, my wife does all the cooking, so I just partake. But the one thing that I do is, for years and years and years, my mother, picked cranberries, wild cranberries from Alaska, and she would send them down, and they're very small, very tart cranberries. And I make, the cranberry sauce. And really my Thanksgiving dinner really consists of nothing but, turkey and cranberry sauce, and I smother my turkey in the cranberry sauce, and that's pretty much all I eat, and it's freaking delicious. It's the best cranberry sauce you ever had.
All right. I would say that is on brand for an NFL offensive lineman. Mark Schlereth, we appreciate you joining us. Do have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy all the good football games Thursday, Friday, over the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Mark had a very distinct reaction on who needs to step up for the Patriots in the wake of the Will Campbell situation injury. We'll talk about that next. And we'll also look at the rankings. The rankings are out. And did you know the Patriots actually fell in one power ranking this week with a win in Cincinnati? That's up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.